legislature to block a Republican elections bill. In Washington, meanwhile, Senate Democrats are planning to vote next week on federal legislation that would counter election law moves in Republican states like Texas. It's a top priority for Democrats, but Republicans are pledging to block it. A new survey of racial representation on Broadway and in nonprofit New York theater shows deep inequities in funding and a lack of diversity among artistic directors and producers. Jeff London reports.
The report by the Asian American Performers Action Coalition looked at the 2018-2019 theater season, the last full season before the pandemic. It found that all 18 largest nonprofit theaters in New York had white leaders, and their boards were overwhelmingly white. Most Broadway producers and company managers were white, and the vast majority of corporate and institutional funding went to primarily white theaters. There were some gains for performers of color. Nearly 30% of all Broadway roles and more than half of nonprofit roles went to actors of color. The public theater was listed as the most diverse, but employed only a small percentage of Asian American actors. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working together to create a just world where all people have access to renewable energy, clean air and water, and healthy food. On the web at theschmidt.org.